These are the same pictures I showed you before, but this time they're different. Now you're paying attention. Once wasn't enough. When we meet for the first time, we are strangers. Happy to be here, glad you ask, and I'm doing my best to forget whatever I knew before I walked in and start over. Without a past, we have no need of a future. Haven't we been through all this before? If there's a story behind it, we ought to be able to find someone to tell it. Thousands of me, millions, one for each moment, all represented by photographs, and only ever one you. A date for each date in the diary, an entry for each date, piling up phrases since the first day we met, just passing through. It is not possible for history to repeat itself. Once, once only, never again. Then it starts again from the beginning, once upon a time. It's only a story if it can be not only told, but retold, time after time. The first time, I put it all the wrong way. Now I want to go back and get it all right, though I can't obliterate what's gone before or add to it or subtract from it. These are the pictures I showed you before, but this time they're different. You might still be listening. We're older and wiser. Stop here and look. Minutes before and behind for you to appear in, resembling nothing but you. Maybe you do learn from history, but not what you think, and certainly not what you expect. Every day it starts over. Every day you get the same letter, exactly the same endearments and pleas. The same lover renews his pledges and yearning in just the same terms, always with the same irresistible urgency. It's even delivered on Sundays for the sake of the argument. As you read them, you can't tell whether you're looking back fondly on letters received and forgotten, of which these strangely remind you, or looking forward to the one you know will arrive tomorrow, which will always be a complete surprise. Each time is the first and the last. It is not possible for history to repeat itself. And when we walk through the museum together, you feel you could live that way too, if the world would just give you a chance. Last year, the book you were reading was juvenile, and you rushed through it. It was something to finish reading, not something to read. Now every word matters. The characters are doing nothing at all, but they remember each incident in their lives with inhuman precision, and past lives as well, and their knowledge is yours now. They think about marriage and death, but never make love or die. Their then is your now. There's something wrong with this story. It's not the pain that hurts, but the memory of the pain, so we learn to lose track of impressions almost before they register, though they keep rushing back at us, as ghosts must return to wherever they came from, though they don't recall what they are doing there or what errors they have to correct. I kept you up all night once, telling stories about myself when it was your stories I wanted to hear. I thought I could disappear into them. To remember what childhood was like, you have to forget everything that's happened since then. Heaven is only heaven until you get there. These are the same pictures we looked at before, and maybe I spent too much time thinking about them because they placed us both in the same moment, however much time has passed since. When we meet again, we're strangers. You're on my mind today, though I know you are elsewhere. The story of your life is not your own life. Now it is yesterday again, or maybe tomorrow. Waiting in line to get in was as much fun as being here. These are the same pictures I showed you before. We can leave now. We can stay here and still disappear. Memory is for those who have forgotten. There is something in my example that is worthy of study. It is not possible for history to repeat itself. Any story is the story of how the time passed. That is a fine-looking picture. The air is free. No one can predict the weather. This is where we meet. For the first time, once, once only, never again. It is New Year's Day. Remember me.